Craig, Mike, let me have your attention for a moment. So you're talking about what? You're talking about... You're bitching about that opportunity you shot. Some son of a bitch that doesn't want to listen to the show. Somebody that doesn't want what we're recording. Some broad you're trying to screw and so forth. Let's talk about something important. Hey, put that beer down. Beer's for closers only. Do you think I'm fucking with you? I'm not fucking with you. I'm here from downtown. And I'm here on a mission of mercy. What's your name, Mike? Call yourself a radio guy, you son of a bitch? What's that? You don't want to listen to this shit? Fine. You'd rather go grill up some kebabs and make the show better? Well, you don't have to. Because the good news is, you're fired. Bad news is, you've got, all you got, just 1 week to regain your jobs. Starting tonight. Oh, I got your attention now. Good. Because we're adding a little something to this month's podcast contest. As you all know, the first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anyone want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired. Get the picture? You laughing now? You got opportunities. I paid good money to get these names to broadcast to. You can't get the listeners you're given. You can't get shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it because you're going out. I can hear you already. Our listeners are weak. Fucking listeners are weak? You're weak. I've been in this business 15 months. I know what I'm talking about. I bet you're saying, who does this guy think he is? Fuck you. That's who I am. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Subaru to get here tonight, parked right next to my $80,000 BMW. That's who I am. But you clowns, you can't play in a man's game. You can't close them. And you go home and tell your wife your troubles? There's only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. You hear me, you fucking bitches? A, B, C. A, always. B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. Over here, A-I-D-A. Attention, interest, decision, action. Attention, do I have your attention? Interest, are you interested? I know you are because it's fuck or walk. You close or you hit the bricks. Decision, have you made your decision for Christ's sake? And action, A-I-D-A. Get out there. You got the listeners coming in. You think they went to a podcast to get out of the rain? Guy doesn't walk on the lot unless he wants to buy. Sitting out there waiting to give you their money. Are you going to take it? Are you man enough to take it? What's the problem, pal? You, Craig. You see this watch? You see this watch? That watch costs more than your car. I got 970,000 downloads last year. How many did you get? You see, pal, that's who I am. And you're nothing. Nice guy? I don't give a shit. Good parent? Fuck you. Go home and play with your kids. You want to record here? Then fucking close. You think this is abuse? You think this is abuse, you cocksucker? You can't take this. How can you take the abuse you get on a sit? You don't like it? Leave. I can go out there tonight with the materials you got and get myself 15,000 listeners. Tonight, in 2 hours. Can you? Can you? Go and do likewise. A-I-D-A. Get mad. You sons of bitches, get mad. You know what it takes to close listeners to download your show? Takes brass balls to get listeners. Go and do likewise, gents. The audience is out there. You pick it up, it's yours. You don't, I have no sympathy for you. You want to go out tonight and close? Close. It's yours. If not, you're going to be shining my shoes. Bunch of losers sitting around in a basement. Oh yeah, I used to be a podcaster. It's a tough racket. These are our new leads. These are the Joe Rogan leads. And to you, they're gold. And you don't get them. Why? Because to give them to you is just throwing them away. They're for closers. I'd wish you good luck, but you wouldn't know what to do with it if you got it. And to answer your question, pal, why am I here? I came here because Chip and Kumia asked me to. They asked me for a favor. I said the real favor, follow my advice, and fire their fucking asses because a loser is a loser. Now hold my balls and hit my music.
Hello, welcome back to Needless to Say. I'm Craig. I'm here with Mike and Brad. So what's going on, guys? That was that.
Well, we were just here.
Yeah, we were Tuesday.
It was Monday, right?
Was it Monday?
Tuesday? Oh, it was Tuesday.
Seems like yesterday, actually.
No, it was Monday.
It was Monday.
Yeah, it was Monday night. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
We're here Friday. We're back in the garage.
Back in the garage.
This Studio is now our B. Third consecutive show in Studio B.
Yep.
And
well,
I'm
third for you guys, second for me.
Yeah, second for you. Yep. You bailed on the first one. That's right. Forgot and, about that.
It's a good thing, too, from what I hear.
The last I got to tell you, I liked the last episode. I felt terrible, though, man. I felt awful for a couple of reasons. One, for Sanjay. He really busted his ass, and we just couldn't get the sound right.
No, and he can't. And it was. I feel bad because he came here out of, like, oh, yeah, let me help you guys out. He, you know what I mean? He made time to come here.
Moment's notice.
Yeah, and he made time to come here, and he did it with the show, and then it didn't work out. And it was just bad.
There was an audio balance thing that wasn't working. He was right on the mic, and we probably should have caught that sooner.
Yeah.
He was really fuzzy and things like that, and it wasn't doing justice to what he had to say. So I think what we should do is next time we can get him down here, and he travels the world like 1,000 times over.
Yeah, he does.
So when we can actually nail him down, it's like nailing Jell-O to a wall. But when we get him back down here, I think it'll be I think we'll cover some of the same topics, and we'll let him get his words in because he's earned that. So, Sanjay, I appreciate when we got Jenna's line in, and I think that was important. We got that into the
episode.
Yeah,
I was able
episode.
To get that in. That was, you know what I mean? That was good. Yeah, some of the stuff that I thought, I was like, oh, we'll be able to use this section. And then as I tried to fix it, it just got worse and worse. But anyway, other than that, how was your week?
Well, you heard my intro.
Yeah. Brad, you look tired, brother.
I do. And I was off today.
Yeah, today was your day off.
Today was my day off, and I rolled over, and I had one of those oh shit moments. Like you roll over, and your wife's not there, and you're like, "Fuck, what time is it? I've got to get to work." So I launch myself out of bed, and then I look at the clock, and it's like 11:30. I didn't go to bed till like 4 something last night.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking.
When you
late.
Said you rolled over and had an oh shit moment, I thought it was gonna be like one of mine. Oh shit, how am I gonna clean this up?
Yeah, but Brad sent me a message, and I'm like, "What the hell?
The fuck are you talking about?"
Yeah, I know.
Every time we record with you, it's like the fever dream gets worse.
Right? I know.
You're like the audio equivalent of like the night terrors.
You have to be there. You have to wake up.
We are here.
We are here.
No, you have to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Would you go there?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go there right now.
Oh, shit. Well, anyway, how was your week?
Oh, it was awesome.
It was great. Rainbows.
Great.
I like turtles.
Gaws.
So you had your orientation with that new place that sells
so,
things off
I
trees?
I start week after next.
Yep. Nice.
Whatever.
Nice.
And what is your official title? What are you going to be doing?
I'm
going to
be freaking stocking shelves like a jackass. I love it.
Well, that's how you do everything, so it works out.
Well, what the fuck? Fuck you guys.
Hey, that's it. You know?
Give a shit, man. I'll be out of there at 10 in the morning every day.
I thought he was saying I would be out of there in 2 weeks.
Yeah. that's the overrun, though.
Next week.
Oh, wait, really? next week's episode.
The line is 14 days. Let's call it an official 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We should call Sanjay. He's got the gambling
We'll talk about previous jobs.
Wow, good idea.
Give him the whole thing and we'll get the rundown.
Let's do it.
But all
right, so fuck you guys. Anyway, that's how this week went. And Craig, how did your fucking week go?
Yeah, you know,
great.
I don't know. I made a big mistake in an editing error. It was a stupid mistake. It wasn't big. It was stupid.
We haven't had any luck since we moved to Studio B. I'm wondering.
Yep,
it's cursed.
Nah. It's cursed.
No,
yeah,
it's the Amityville studio.
It was a simple thing because I got up in the morning. Brad said, let's remove this section. It's not working. You know, the audio was bad. So I get up in the morning, run upstairs, immediately edit it quick. I'm like, okay, done. And it was just a a fucked up thing with the files, and I fucked up, and it left a big, huge gap at the end of the fucking thing.
Like your bung. Yeah.
It wasn't a gap. It was very soothing.
It was 21 minutes and 40 seconds
of silence.
It was zen.
And then out of nowhere, just as you really hit that moment of nirvana,
yeah.
Okay, and your body is centered and your mind is clear and you suddenly have perspective on life, I don't know.
Just kicked in at 23 minutes of silence. But yeah, it was just a dumb mistake. It was simple and stupid. I figured it out in seconds. You know what I mean? Like, well, first
in seconds,
I did.
It was after, more like 24 hours.
Thank God. Well, no, thank God. Thank God Brad has the sleeping habits of a meth addict, because I get up in the morning to go to work. I look at my phone. There's a message from Brad and he's like, dude, there's no outro music in like 23 minutes of dead air.
Yeah,
but then I look in the corner, it says 3:44 a.m. Brad sent that to me.
Like, I wasn't even done drinking yet.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit.
My goal is to go to bed just as you wake up.
It was close. It was fucking close.
I don't understand why you get up that early in the morning. What are you accomplishing that early?
TV.
Oh, no, TV. Yeah, shows. I watch TV.
Okay, what do you think I'm doing?
I read a bunch of stuff.
What's the matter which end of the day we're doing it? I'm up, I'm listening to the podcast, I'm listening to music, and I'm watching TV.
You're hammered.
Okay, and you're exhausted.
No, I'm just kidding.
I need drinks, you need coffee. What's the fucking difference?
No, I'm just kidding.
But get out of bed. We've covered this already, but you get out of bed to make yourself a cup of coffee just to sit your ass back down.
Yeah.
What are you accomplishing?
Nothing, but I sit down. It's nice. I need time before I saw.
And
okay,
I need time after.
Work.
I need time after. My wife always, I cut you off, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
My wife always asks me, she's like, why don't you just come to bed with me? She goes to bed like midnight. And I'm like, I have no desire. I work till 10 o'clock almost every night for the last month and a half.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing this freelance shit and all that. So I can't just come down and be like, okay, I'm going to bed.
Well, that I get. If that was the case, if I was getting done with work at 10 o'clock, I probably wouldn't go to bed till like 2.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I'll do that. Unwind. Like even tonight, we'll leave here. I'll go home. I'll be up for another hour and a half.
Watching gay porn.
You know? Yeah, exactly. There's that.
If you're out doing shit that late, you know.
Yeah,
I
mean, then it's you need time to wind down.
It's my time.
Yeah.
And now that the weather's nice, I'll usually do it out here.
Yeah.
And I'll sit in my yard. Now I got this little speaker. And I'll listen to our shows. I really do want us to get better, man. And that's why when I heard that, 20 minutes of dead air.
When he put the intro
right
together.
Away, I was like, well, I don't know what happened. I thought something happened. When I was rendering it to export it and stuff, and I'm sitting there, I was all mad. I'm like, I don't. And then after I sent it back, I fixed it. I sent it back. I was still like, I don't know what the hell happened. And then I'm sitting there and I look and I'm like, oh shit, that's what happened. I just seen the extra file on the side that I left there. And I'm like, I used the wrong one.
Yeah.
And it was just such a simple thing, but it was my panic and not panic. That day when you said take it out, I was like, let me do this before I go to work so we can get the episode out
there. Well, why does it matter? You know what? One of the things that we should mention is we joined a bunch of these podcast, I guess we'll call them support groups.
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of wannabe podcasters like ourselves.
Yes.
And wannabe radio guys and girls. And they're basically going to Facebook and everybody, it's basically just a room filled of people screaming, listen to me.
Yeah, promoting your own stuff.
Well, we got a hit. We got somebody who wanted to listen to us. And so we sent her an episode. And she seemed very nice. And she left us what mostly accounted to a nice review.
Yeah, she did. She gave us a good review.
The only thing that she missed was the entire purpose of the flashback.
Yes.
Episode. We sent the flashback episode to her because it was our shortest. But also, we think it gave the best cross-section of what we were all about.
Yeah.
And it made sense to us. And if you listen in the beginning, it's pretty obvious we're making fun of ourselves. Or so I thought.
Yeah.
Apparently obvious to us.
Was not obvious.
It was not obvious to her. So she actually said, these guys are really experienced at talking to each other on the microphone. But for some reason, they use canned laughter. And I'm like, God, she thinks we do that all the time.
Yeah, they used laugh tracks. Like, that was part of the fucking gimmick that we did. Like,
when
we did
I read that. Because
yeah, I also don't walk down Mike's steps, creaky steps with fucking tap shoes on.
It is not always guys with things in their butts
and
their basement.
It was just a meant to be funny thing. We used it to be corny and cheesy.
But now and she put this review. The only time you see somebody reviewing our shit is her going, why do they have laugh tracks?
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. And then on top of it, then our latest episode has this 20-minute meditation downtime period at the end. And then out of nowhere, again, just as you hit,
we keep them on their toes.
Yeah, there's a long pause. Dramatic pause.
Some snoring.
I mean, just to give you an idea how long it was, Mike went and got the mail and then came back to the house. Three stops.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it was crazy.
So I've got a few things I got to mention. That was one of the many mistakes that we've been acknowledging lately. Christy pointed out to me, and it's been 8 hours since we mentioned Christy.
Yep.
A few weeks back, we were talking about midgets.
Midgets.
We were talking about midgets and midget cocks and all that, and I said the line, I want to know the street value of the Duggars.
Yep.
As it turns out, I confused the people who have too many kids with the midgets that have too many kids.
Oh.
Okay, so the Duggars are normal size people.
With 1,000
kids. Okay, with 1,000 kids. Yeah. Like, literally, he can't stay off of this woman.
Yeah.
Her uterus is like, it looks like a crime scene.
It must be hot. Like, oh, dude, I could see, like, she's pregnant, you know, about 9-month mark. She's just walking through the living room. Kids are falling on the floor. You know, she's like, oh, would you pick that up?
You should just slap Samsonite on there and be done with it.
Yeah.
Filthy. Just get off your wife. So I screwed that up. Then I realized last week I was talking about the princes from England. And I said, one of them, I said Andrew. And I meant to say William.
William, yeah.
Okay, Andrew is some other guy in some other part of Europe. So
yeah.
I don't know why I'm screwing these things up. We do drink a lot. And
we
I've
do.
Been working a lot, and maybe I need a little more sleep.
Might be, too, because do you give a fuck about any of those people?
Yeah, exactly. There was some we were like,
I
totally
didn't care,
into.
But I got
it. You know, if we're going to reach 80 people, yep. I want those 80 people to get accurate spot-on information.
Nah.
But Christy right away texting me, those aren't the Duggars. And I'm like, you know, first of all, it's the middle of the workday. Shouldn't you be teaching?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. I know you're moving, but fucking keep your head in the game, kid. Yeah.
Today was her last day.
Today was her last day.
Oh, was it? Oh, congratulations.
For that.
Congratulations.
It's bittersweet, I'm sure, as she like bolts out of the school. Fuck yeah!
Just throwing her books in the air like a
pushing outrage. The kids aside. Like, get out of my way!
See that kid with crutches? Don't need to worry about him no more. So anyway, but that wasn't the only thing that happened to me. I should have mentioned this earlier, but fuck it, we're out of order. It's my garage. We'll do what I want. I had to pass on buying my first ever house. Now, I'm 42 fucking years old, but I've always had this New Yorker renter's mentality.
Yep.
And we've rented this house here for 7+ years now. And Melissa and I are like, look, we're not going anywhere. We need to stay and we need to buy a house.
Yeah.
And so as luck would have it, I've had a friend of mine who's been trying to put us in a house for years. So anytime he hears about real estate, he calls me. And we hadn't heard from him in a while. And then he reached out and it seemed like the perfect house for us. 4 bedrooms. I had an office. A split level, nice size yard, screened in porch. It was ideal.
Nice.
And we figured since we're going to this guy directly and we're not dealing with a realtor, we'll be all right, you know? So I go in and see the house. Now, if there was a way to capture like 1968 on a quarter acre, that's what this house looks like. Like, I could imagine Mike Brady coming home and like banging one of his colleagues before Carol got home in this house.
Male colleague.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's what I was going for.
Sorry.
Captain Subtlety over there. But, you know, there was nothing subtle about this house either, so maybe it's appropriate.
Right.
Green shag rug, ankle high. Ankle high. And it felt new.
Yep.
It felt new. Shit. Somebody went and green shag carpeted this house.
They brushed it.
Everything was, there was the typical, and I can say this now, the typical Portuguese TV sitting on top of another TV.
Yep.
There was enough wood paneling to, like, for kindling. For
more
like
than my house?
Yeah.
More
you have no idea. Place. You have no idea. This house, this entire house, you drop a match, boom, it's gone. It's just gone. And so this was a true time capsule. It was a testament to 1968 and everything that it stood for. So we came in with what we felt was a fair offer, considering there's probably $35,000 to $40,000 in renovation.
Yep.
And he comes back to us with a number $100,000 higher.
Yeah, you told me what your offer was, and you showed me the house.
Yeah.
And just by looking, I was like, that was a fair offer.
And he wouldn't even negotiate with us. We tried going back and forth saying, hey, let's work on this.
Yep.
Okay, maybe you've never sold a house before. Because anybody who thought this house was worth nearly $400,000 has never sold a house before.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just wanted to say, if they filmed the show there, it would be called the I Wonder How to Get the Fuck Out of This Ass Ugly Home Years.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to say, I'd like to thank my friend from the bar that made this happen. And then I'd like to tell his friend to go eat a dick. This guy is the biggest clown. Honestly, this guy should be under Golden Arches selling burgers to fat kids with diabetes. Absolutely, at no point did this guy have a clue what this house was. And on top of it, not only is he communicating with my wife via text, that's how official this was.
Oh, that was,
but he's got these two mystery sisters that are just like sitting and making all the shots, calling all the shots.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, my sisters say that this house is estimated for $400,000. Okay, and she doesn't think you need nearly as much work as you do. Do you know what they're doing? They're sitting there and probably throwing fat boy bonbons in each other's mouths.
Yeah.
Because they're two beach whales. I know it. I just know it.
Trying to get as much money out of their parents' house as they can.
Yeah.
Is what they're doing.
So. Either that, or he just created them so he can make them seem like the bad guy and not him.
Maybe that's a possibility, too. But either way. Family of clowns.
Yeah.
Flying fucking Melendez.
Either way, they're idiots. Dude, because I've seen it.
For that price, there's not
many. It's in a beautiful location. It is a very nice
house. It's on a dead end, which
I didn't get to see inside of it. But
it's called Zach,
the way Brad described it, Brad would have to start wearing like his watch on the cuff of his sleeves, like over the top.
No.
and get a perm. Just to fit in there. Wearing the most tight ass polyester bell bottoms and hanging
with
out.
No belt. The ones that just have the strap.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I love those. They used to come in mint green.
Yeah.
Like the circulars in the Sunday paper would have the ads in the back.
The short boots.
Why bother yourself with a belt? Just strap this fucker over and look like Peppermint Fatty over here.
Peppermint Fatty.
Speaking of, actually, that's what his sisters are probably sitting there in two pairs of beach whale polyester pants going, let's ask for $400,000.
Yeah.
That's more bonbons for our fat asses.
But yeah, that's fucking nuts.
One more time with meaning. You are a bunch of fucking clowns. I cannot wait to drive by your house. I cannot wait to drive by their house. And I'm going to buy the house across the street. And I'm going to buy it for a lot less. And then I'm going to sit and pose in front of his for sale sign that was dated 1960 fucking eight.
It's got the same
Take your fucking wood grain TV stand that has fake drawers in it and speakers built in, all housing a 19-inch tube television.
Fucking eight tracks.
Fucking Zenith. You're fucking Zenith.
That's fucking great.
Fucking clowns. And there's a bunch of people that I know listen to the show. I hope pass this message along.
Yeah.
Small town world.
Oh, shit. That's funny as hell. But yeah, like I said, I saw it. There's no fucking way that thing is worth that much money. It's not.
There aren't many houses around here that are.
No.
To be quite honest.
No, there isn't.
But there's limited inventory. So they're trying to gouge you.
They're gouging.
Do you know who also won't pay for that house? The bank.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
bank will no ever estimate
this. Never, no way. No way. Never.
They had an oven that looked like it hadn't been opened since around that time. And on top of it, it's in the corner of the room. So like you can open a drawer or you can open the oven. Can't do both.
Can't do both. Yeah, yeah.
Can't do both. Fire
was
hazard.
Was it that nice apricot color?
Was it that dark green friggin' nasty
that apricot? Like,
no, wood was nice. It was solid wood, but it had like all these knots in it. Like even then, they were probably like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Okay, but it had enough knots in it to look like a bunch of fucking like disembodied eyes were just staring at you.
Like a glory house.
And exactly. It was like a bunch of glory holes. If you're really tall or really short and standing on the counter, it was an atrocious house. I didn't even run the water. And for some reason, too, I should say this now because I'm never talking about this house again, but they had like one of everything, and then they had a litany of those like bulb hair dryers that old women sit under.
No fucking way.
They're like four or five of them in the house.
Are you serious?
Wow.
And I'm like, what are you running some kind of like weird bootleg salon. Underground hair salon?
From black 68. Market salon.
we only do 60s dudes.
Portuguese mafia blue hairs. Yeah. Go to there. I'm going to go get my hair did.
The only way you can get the an appointment is to ply on the dark web, like on the dark.
I heard it from Morty on the dark web. How do you gotta get a permanent?
How do you get that shade of blue?
Oh shit! Great. Yeah, it's freaking nuts. But you know what? There's more houses out there.
That shit happens for a reason, brother. You know that.
You know I'd like to be that positive. I'm gonna move next door to Craig. And I'm going to get some dead people juice in my basement, too.
There you go.
Dead people juice. There you go. I got dead people juice in my basement. I don't live anywhere near a freaking cemetery. Yeah.
But you know what? Let's move on.
Oh, can I wait? Yeah, I got to say one more thing. One more thing. I caught a little bit of heat, as expected, over the past week. Well, the past few days. We only got the episode up a few days ago.
Yeah.
And I guess some of you might have fallen asleep during it. That wasn't you sleeping. That was just 20 minutes of dead air.
Yeah. But,
no, I'm not letting this go, bro. I'm not letting you go.
At least the show ended.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it started.
And then it just kept going.
Yeah. It came to a logical conclusion. Yeah. Needless to say, we said it. And I could just see Craig pausing there.
Like, needless to say, we said it.
Like, I told you, it was dramatic effects.
Like when they do on the sitcoms, and like they pretend to pause and freeze frame. Yeah. And Craig's just said, But I felt a little guilty because we may have taken some shots, and by we, I mean me, at Anne Frank. And so, you know, I could do the obvious thing and say I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I don't think she cares.
I don't think she cares. But no, all joking aside, I'm not making fun of the Holocaust. I'm not making fun of that.
No.
So I just for equal time this week, we're going to anger masturbating Christians. And then next week, we're going to cover Buddhists who think that reincarnation is real. I hope all of them come out as a maggot eating a turd in a Tim Hortons.
In a Tim Hortons. Nice.
We call that a callback.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
and now people, I'm done.
I know people were busting your balls about that whole thing. And frankly, I didn't think it was a big deal. But
it's fucked up.
But
what the fuck?
It's all right. We'll just move on.
Oh man. This... All right, I'm done for real, man.
That's it. But it could be worse. You could be parents of a hideous looking woman.
Oh my god.
You know, we're gonna get into the headlines here. And a California woman is suing her parents for being ugly.
Yeah.
And she's got a case.
Mike, how's your case going?
Yeah. I mean, it's she's difficult. Definitely got a case. It's difficult. But
she got a case of what? She got a case of something.
Oh, gosh.
You see that picture? Holy shit.
Far be it from anybody at this table to criticize somebody for being ugly.
No, exactly. Exactly.
Know,
but my God.
Yeah, that was a fucking scary situation. Ugly.
All right, that's fine. Don't go out of your fucking way to do something stupid like this and draw all the attention on the...
I just hope she gets a happy ending and gets adopted by Chunk's family.
You know, and I just, you know, instead of suing your parents...
Dude, she fucking looks just like him, too. Dude,
she does look like Chunk.
Oh, my God.
Baby Ruth.
Hey, guys.
But her claim was that her parents were so genetically poor... And so ugly on their own. And by the way, they weren't. They were normal looking people.
No, they
looked
like normal people.
Yeah, but like two positives don't always equal a positive. Sometimes they equal a negative.
This shit clashes.
Oh my God, there was some recessive genes.
Yeah, like, there was something going on.
You know what the best would be is if they went to court and everything and then fucking all this shit happens and at the end they're like, honey, you're actually adopted.
Yeah. She had like that toxic Avenger looking thing going
exactly.
on.
That's what we were saying.
She looked like she was melted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fucked up.
Yeah, she's definitely 10-2 with the eyes.
Instead of suing her parents, beauty's on the inside, man. So maybe she's getting surgery and turn herself inside out or something. I don't know.
It probably look a lot better than she does.
Beauty's on the inside. But she, I mean, again, far be it from us to call anybody ugly. I actually even find certain people that a lot of people consider ugly, I find them attractive. There's nothing redeeming about this woman, and she makes it even worse because she's suing her parents for bad genes.
That's the worst.
Okay, God. I just hope she's got a good personality, but based on the fact that she's going to be litigious about the fact that she's fucking ugly, I mean, no amount of makeup This is
no, this isn't. This like, there's no makeover. No. She's not going on a morning show and getting a makeover.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
There's uneven like parts of that face where you can never fill in. It's
you
like,
know, unless she's coming out dressed as the unknown comic from the fucking Gong Show.
And even then, you can see that you'll see the dips in the bag.
Yeah,
trust me. Even
then, you would. The bag's all lumpy.
Like the elephant man put a paper.
Remember those things where you used to have those rubber faces with the finger holes in them and you make them move around? That's basically what she looked like. And so she was gross. She was gross.
No, she was. And I think she needs to hang around schools for the blind.
Yeah, definitely. Good idea. Because
if she's a nice person, she's all set. But if she's going to find a prospect in there, she's going to make sure that this person is a candidate for a successful eye surgery.
That's right.
Because apparently she was married.
What?
She
was married?
She was married twice.
To a blind guy.
She was married
she
twice.
She was married to Rocky Dennis.
I was going to say, didn't he go out with some blind chick too?
She was married twice. And she was married twice. And the first husband said that he told the judge that every morning when he woke up and saw her, he was like getting physically nauseous.
Oh my God.
He told this in the courtroom.
The judge is probably like, I see what you mean. Don't judge me for
it. I mean, this is fucking terrible, but he was, and he was in. But then the best was, and I say the best, but it's not the best. This is fucking horrible.
Oh, that's the fucking best, dude.
But this woman, her second husband, was blind.
She got married again.
Her second husband was blind.
Her second husband was blind.
All right, but did he have a sense of feel?
Yeah,
no.
He felt her.
That doesn't
ass.
Belong there.
What happened was, her second husband was nearly blind. He wasn't 100% blind. She got a surgery that repaired 40% of his vision, and he filed for divorce a week later.
Oh my God! See. That's why she's suing her parents. She's so distraught about it.
Can you imagine
all that
him?
Shit.
He's blind. He's probably ugly too. And he's like, I can feel the tits. That's good.
But this says a lot. If you could tell that a blur is ugly.
Oh my God.
Then I fucking get it.
Well, the white spots on the blur should be on a straight line. Yeah. But one wasn't. Yeah. Honey, are you on a hill? No? Oh, fuck, man.
Is your head tilted right now?
Can you imagine
you
get your vision back? It's like, how many photos did I take with this thing? Every family event, I've got photos out there on the internet with this
fucking hack. Slap your parents. Why didn't you tell me?
I'll be honest with you. I wonder if she's got a sister and a brother trying to sell a house in Bristol, Rhode Island.
Oh, shit, dude. That's awesome.
Right? Yeah, but that's... I mean, it's horrible.
Love, Chunk.
I feel bad for her, but the only real... The
you
only,
don't. You
I
wouldn't
don't.
Have put it in this outline if you cared.
No, because the only reason why I'm making fun of her, she's actually fucking suing her parents.
Yes, that's the only reason.
And being a douche about
you
it.
Don't, you don't
so
make
you
fun
know
of
that
people
she's not...
They deserve it. Sorry.
She's not a decent person. Apparently, she's a piece of shit.
Well, it wasn't just that she's suing. She's actually hoping to lobby the State Department.
Yeah.
In the near future.
Yes.
Okay, to pass legislation on banning people who don't meet decent beauty or aesthetic criteria to be sterilized.
To be sterilized.
She's telling them if you're ugly. I mean, Mike, I'm sorry, but snip it.
Yeah, basically, you're fucked. Yeah.
So, in other words, she would be fucking sterilized.
Yeah, like she's saying that, but she's saying that the couples cannot be.
But,
ridiculous.
You guys said the parents weren't that.
They were. I mean, they weren't models, but they were normal looking old people.
They looked like normal old people, yeah.
Yeah, she was spayed, all right. She was spayed by God. That face, like lightning struck down, and I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah. Maybe fucking the doctor slapped her face when she came out, like instead of her ass.
Face.
You know what I mean? Like,
punched her in the
maybe
face.
He didn't know which side was up.
Yeah, he got a bouncing baby girl, and then he tried to bounce her.
Yeah,
What a horrendous woman, ugly inside and out. So I have no problem making fun of her.
I don't.
Fuck her.
I don't. Not at all.
Yep.
Fuck her. Good luck selling that house, skank.
Oh, shit. But no, those fucking first guy escaped because he wanted to vomit every morning when he saw her. Second guy got some of his vision back.
Okay, but she didn't get uglier. Like, he got in this relationship with her, and he married. He walked down the aisle and saw that thing wearing white.
He probably wasn't the prettiest dude in the world either.
Call it a hunch.
You know, call it a hunch. Probably just dying to get laid. Finally started to get laid. And then as he got, he was like, you know what? It's really not worth it. You know, to wake up in the morning, man, and see that.
Honey, can we try something other than doggy? No.
No, yeah.
Why do you like my face muffled so much?
But so you got that. Then the second husband finally regains his sight and fucking blazes.
That's crazy, you know, man.
Fucking two miracles so performed in 1 week. But then, you know, but it's funny that this leads us to the next headline.
Well,
how bad do you want to get away?
Well, that's it. I mean, if you roll over one day and say, I literally can't look at this thing anymore.
Yeah.
That's bad enough, but you tell her, I literally can't look at you anymore. I'm out. Yeah. And then go sue your parents because you're a genius.
Yeah. And then what did she say? Oh, it's okay. You can go get surgery tomorrow. Yeah.
Genetic misfire. But a Virginia husband lied about being kidnapped by a biker gang.
Yes. God.
So he could run away with his now girlfriend.
Yes.
That bad.
There are so many other ways to do this.
Right?
I don't know where. Well, apparently they had money. Money wasn't an issue.
They were actually, they were comfortable. They were, you know.
No, he had the largest house ever built in Billings, Montana.
They were comfortable. Really?
They were doing okay. Now, I mean,
it was still less than 400 grand.
Yeah, but do you know what 400 grand gets you in Billings, Montana?
Yeah.
It gets you Billings, Montana.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they had a few bucks, but he just fell in love. And, you know, like, let's be real, guys. Women make us do crazy shit.
Yeah.
But it's somewhere along the way when you're plotting this story. In your head, you're sitting in a garage like this, and you're drinking beers like we are, and you're saying, how the fuck do I get out of this? All right. And then all of a sudden, a motorcycle goes by, and all of a sudden, the thought just sparks in your head. That's it. The Sons of Anarchy showed up.
Yep.
And they threw me on the back of their bike, and I sat bitch for 800 miles.
Yeah.
And then,
I wonder if they watched that show together, and, like, you know what I mean? Him and his wife, like, and
I don't. I guarantee they smoked some things together.
Yeah,
because this was the best plan he had. He couldn't think of, like, honey, I've just had it. I want out. No, I got a girlfriend. I'm gonna be kidnapped by a biker gang and never be seen again.
Being that dumb, how do you get the biggest house
in Billings, Montana? Why didn't he just have the fucking biker gang fucking kidnap his wife and take her away?
That's a better plan, right?
If you want to use a biker gang as an alibi.
The worst part is he told the police. They took me, they brought me to my business because he owned a garage.
Yeah.
Right. And he said, they took me there, made me open my safe and took all the stuff and then took off and left me. But he himself, who owns the place, had security cameras all over the fucking place. So the cops just go through the security cameras like, no, they didn't.
what a fucking idiot.
So they were just out of view.
Yeah. So when they did that, he changed his story. You know what I mean? Instead of saying they took him somewhere else. And I forgot, I can't remember exactly. I did read it, but I can't remember exactly what the second scenario was. The second story you rolled into was ridiculous. It was just as ridiculous as the first one. His own business. He doesn't know he's got security cameras all over the place. They were like, all right, let's just look at the security cameras.
No, even Aaron Hernandez tried to freaking destroy his security cameras.
Yeah, exactly. But the worst part was he used a real motorcycle gang. He said that the motorcycle club, the Pagans.
Are you fucking? See, he actually said their name.
Yes.
He's fucked.
Oh, so that's why.
So
I
now
said,
they're involved.
So now, and now it's just a matter of time before he is actually kidnapped
and never found again. Yeah, exactly.
Because
I don't think they're kidnapping him.
No.
I think it ends a little quicker than that.
Yeah.
No, they might kidnap his wife though.
He's gonna get a good ass kicking somewhere.
How bad was this bitch?
Yes.
Like, how bad was she that you're willing to put your life and your safety at risk and make up a story about a bunch of guys?
It might not have so much to do with her, but the chick that he was fucking banging.
Well, let me ask you this. Right? How far would you go to escape a bad relationship, or how far would you go for a better one? Okay, there's certain things I don't know. I wouldn't cheat on my wife. I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
But if I was ever so inclined, I certainly wouldn't come up with an elaborate scheme. I'd just be like, I'm out. You don't want to be with me anymore because want to be with you.
Well, that guy, they had millions of dollars and shit. You know, you go to freaking court for that, and they don't want
to
give up.
He's going to go to court anyway because you know nobody gets kidnapped forever.
Yeah, exactly. Especially you show back up like, oh yeah,
you know, it didn't work out. My bad.
Yeah,
like I mean, idiocy. Once in college, I was dating a girl, but I was sleeping with another one, and so I faked a major illness. to stay in bed one day. It was a cold winter. It was a gray Sunday. And she had Redskins tickets. And she was all excited. I didn't want to go see the Redskins. And I didn't want to see her. And I was in bed already. So I figured, you know, like, cut out the middleman. Why would I go out and sit out in the cold just to maybe get a hand job later? Yeah. I ain't got a chick naked right here. So
yeah, right?
I figured, you know, like, split the difference.
one in the hands.
I don't know. I don't know if I was avoiding her, racist football. I don't really know. But it was, that's the only time I've ever done anything like that. And I came up with an elaborate string of lies.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know what? This kind of sucks. I don't want to do this anymore. And I broke up with her. And that was it. Like, that was it. Oh, you know, nobody ever kidnapped me. I may have called out sick from work a couple of times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got the flu or my dad's not feeling good. Got to head to New York. No.
And not only that, it's, you're married to somebody. As much as you hate them and stuff, there's a line of... They deserve that respect for you to at least say...
Well, that's the difference to say
as long as she's not... I mean, if she was a trampy whore that was going around banging everybody at bars, and he was like, you know what, fuck you, I'm out of here, and I'm going to fake this because I don't want to lose all my money, that'd be one thing. But if she's just sitting at home like, oh, I made you dinner.
Yeah, but see,
you know, you can't use your money if you're kidnapped.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what's the point of having this money and protecting this money? You're off in somebody's basement.
Yeah, you're right, because you're not going to lose the money.
This is a guy that told the cops that he was at his own shop.
This guy didn't give a fuck about his money. He just wanted to get the... She must be fucking... To answer your question, she must have been pretty fucking bad.
We thought, you know, we're saying this guy getting... You know, what would you do to get away from your wife?
Or one guy had an answer, all right.
This guy... Fucked up story.
What happened, Mike?
Fucking man kills and eats his wife after being stuck in an elevator for 72 hours.
For 72 hours.
72 hours.
Not 7 days. Not 7 weeks.
You'd think that this was going to be out in the sticks. You'd think this was going to be out in Arkansas or like, you know, up in Alaska. No, this was in
Ethiopia.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something like that.
Or somewhere in the Middle East, exactly. No, this was in the birthplace of independence, ladies and gentlemen, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yes. Yeah. And if you live, they were going to their apartment.
This was their apartment building?
Yes.
Are you serious? This is the elevator.
They lived in the building
where they lived.
They were going somewhere quick. That's why they didn't have their cell phones on them. They lived on like the 38th floor or something like that. So they weren't like you said, out in the sticks.
And so this guy was basically yards from his refrigerator when this happened. Yeah. Right?
Yep. And he got stuck in it. No, let me ask you this. You live in a 38-story high-rise in a major city in the United States. How come nobody saved them? How did somebody not figure out that this elevator was busted?
It was over a weekend period, they said.
People use them on the weekends. I've seen it happen.
Yeah, no, it's true. But I guess, I don't know. I don't know so why. Weird. But yeah, it was stuck for 3 days.
Okay, so 3 full days. Admittedly, me and my wife would be at wit's end. I'd probably try to, you know, John McClane this thing and try to climb out the top.
Yes.
And see how close I was to another floor. Maybe I could open the door. At that point, I'm hungry. Okay, but you see my wife. We just hung out with her. Not a whole lot of good eating there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not really sure what goes through your mind where she's like nodding off, she's tired, whatever, and you say, okay, I'm just going to end her.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to chow down without even cooking it.
It turned into like one of those like fucking Woody Woodpecker or Tom and Jerry episodes where they're on the island and he's looking at her and she's turned into this turkey with fixings.
big fucking hot dog. Yeah, exactly.
He's staring at her like, oh, he's drooling and shit.
But what was he going to do? Like, he knows... That once the elevator turns back on, you're fucked.
You're fucked. You're going to find you.
Because there's going to be a video of you going in with two people and you coming out bloody with one.
But he said he wasn't even trying to hide it. He did it he said he was just fearing for his life because they said as soon as they fixed the elevator, he came out like in like a spastic, like tears, like I can't believe
I had to do this. Wife.
He genuinely couldn't control himself to not kill his wife and eat her.
Yeah, the worst part was he said he was after the third day, he was severely dehydrated.
Well, that should be expected.
You know, and yes, which it is, and starving. He weighed over 300 pounds.
Yes, there we go.
So he wasn't starving. You know what I mean?
But he was used to food on time all the time, it seems.
The dehydration I get, and all he kept thinking was, I need to drink her blood and eat her.
Well, he couldn't punch a hole in her freaking like, bladder and drink that. What the fuck? He might as well go all the way.
But
oh my god,
that's well, that's what I was thinking. You're gonna eat your wife. Just Bear Grylls it and drink your own piss. That guy could have been in there for 72 days.
No shit.
And not been starved to death.
That's crazy.
His shirt tied around his head.
Yeah, exactly.
I could definitely never do that to my wife. And if she fucking had to do that to me, guaranteed would die of a heart attack. Cholesterol poisoning or something after that.
I couldn't do that to my wife, and not just because I love her, but more the fact that I know it'd just be tough and bitter.
Every time,
Craig!
Yeah, exactly. Every time your stomach growls, what are you doing, Craig?
That would have killed her. It would be like man stuck in elevator with wife for 72 minutes.
I thought the end was near. Yeah. See, what killed me about this story, like the whole, well, what killed me, the whole thing is fucking revolting. But he ate 12 pounds of her.
Yes,
12. Now, chances are she was also an ample woman, but 12 pounds. I haven't eaten 12 pounds of anything in a weekend.
Yeah.
72 hours. That's like eating like 19 steaks.
Yep.
What are you doing? Okay. And then what parts did he focus on? Did he go right for the thighs and the wings there?
Yeah.
Was he more of an organ meat guy?
Organ meat, yeah.
Or did he do like lips casserole?
And my thing is, did he just like... What did he choke her and then just start taking bites? Like she was
is that who he killed her? Did he choke her?
I don't know, to be honest with you. They don't mention that in the article. It doesn't say how he actually killed her. I'm thinking he strangled her.
I was hoping he hunted her a little bit, make a sport out of it.
Hunted her. They were 200-300-pound people in a fucking 6x6. Actually, they couldn't even sit down for 3 days.
Actually, one was only 288 pounds. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I just remember that was obviously the joke, you douchebag. But, but I would like to see him have a little bit of respect for the meat.
Right?
Yeah, you know, chase her around a little bit, give her a fighting chance.
Yeah, exactly.
And ram her face into all 19 buttons or whatever.
Isn't there like a call button on those freaking things?
There is.
You know what I mean?
That's what I don't understand. Nobody. Apparently, he said after a few hours, he like freaked out and pried the doors open.
And then when he pried
the doors open, it was just a brick wall.
Sorry, hon.
After all that work.
Fuck.
Yep. I don't know. I couldn't imagine doing this for the most important reason is that I don't want my last meal on earth to be vegan. Oh my god.
I wonder how long. I mean, they opened the elevator 72 hours later, but how long do you think it took for him to start eating? I say it was like after lunch.
2-3 hours, yeah.
Right after lunch, guaranteed.
That's what I'm saying, because you know he did it like it wasn't like an hour before they got him out.
Yeah,
just
I ate 12 pounds to my wife like an hour ago. No, you didn't. Ate like 2 pounds here.
Now he's going to jail.
First day. Yeah. First day he killed her inside of eating.
No, then he paced himself, figuring it would be 3 days.
Yeah.
Maybe he knows how long it takes to fix an elevator in that fucking building.
The worst part was you see him, he has a mullet.
I haven't seen him.
And he's slightly balding on top with the mullet.
Yeah, he's got the skullet.
Really?
And about he was 300 and something pounds, 300 plus pounds.
But he's like the Jeffersons. They had a nice apartment in the sky. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I guess that wasn't on the application. Do you ever fantasize about
on
eating
a grill?
No, but they do in the elevator.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, my God. The guy's going to be in jail for 75 years.
Yeah.
And he's getting a cellmate.
Is, yeah. Imagine that.
Just keep that in mind. Going
lockdown?
No. How long are lockdowns? About 72. No! Fuck! Oh, do we have any stories that don't involve murdering or leaving your wives? Do you have any good family stories?
Yeah, we do. We do. We have a graduation story.
Oh, tis the season.
You know? Someone graduated successful, summa cum laude.
Loudy.
Loudy. Yeah, Loudon, I said. Summa cum laude. I can't believe I said that because I know it. That's the worst part.
I listened back to the episodes. I want to make a clips episode of everything you have fucked up. All the names you have fucked up.
It would be 3 hours.
It would, and 2.5 would be Leguizamo.
Yeah.
Okay, but then there was Luis Guzman during my roast.
Guzman.
You said Guzam.
Guzam.
Who the fuck is Luis Guzam?
But yeah.
Sorry, bud.
But this proud mother orders a cake for her son, who graduated with the highest of honors, you know, and wanted to have it put on a cake. And summa cum laude is spelled SUMMACUMLAUDE.
Right.
And when she received the cake, it was spelled SUMMA. --- LAUDE, because they didn't want to put cum on the cake.
Well, for that I am thankful.
But they censored the cake and how do you not know that?
Well, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and assume that the people at Publix supermarket, there are not too many summa cum laude graduates. So chances are that this is something that they probably took an online order. And that's what I'm thinking happened, where they saw it spelled out.
Yeah.
And then said, I'm not writing cum.
Yep.
Even though it's cum. It's pronounced cum. It's Latin. It's used like a fucking hyphen.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's ridiculous. I'm so tired of these censorship stories to the point where somebody is so dumb they don't even know they're doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't know if they thought it was talking about coming loudly. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Some will come loudly.
But it's fucking ridiculous because it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, if you're going to say, okay, we don't do any vulgarity or anything like that, that's not the... That's
still not appropriate. It doesn't apply.
It's still not... Yeah, it doesn't apply. It's an actual word. You know what I mean?
It is the language that born all the other languages.
Yes.
It's
exactly.
Latin.
It's Latin.
You know what? We're such a fucking porned up society now that we can't see that word without going, ooh, spooge.
Ooh, spooge. Yeah. Oh, jizz. Fucking butt.
Jizz on a cake.
Jizz on a cake. Yeah. But I mean, but even that, like I said, it doesn't matter because don't censor my cake. Tell me you're not going to do it.
Yeah. Don't
make me pay for it. And then I open it and it's a surprise. You know what I mean? Just do it. And, you know, or say, hey, we noticed there's some profanity on here.
I don't know, we don't do that.
And then the person could have said, well, listen, dumbass.
Yeah.
It's not profanity. It's Latin. You know what I mean? And they would. But at the same time, like I said, fuck that. Doesn't matter. If I want to say, this cake is made out of cum, if I want you to write that on it, just fucking do it.
Can we do that for our 1 year party?
Yeah.
We have our 1 year anniversary. We'll just have a cake in the basement with little flowers on the end. And this cake is made of cum.
But what I'm saying, don't fucking take it on yourself to censor it. Either do it or fucking don't. Like, tell me we don't do that.
I don't know, man.
But don't censor my cake.
I really don't think that was censorship. I think fucking all those dashes were just fucking an overzealous fucking pastry chef fucking with his interpretation of cum. Just, you know.
Maybe it was.
I think it was.
The dot.
It was pretty even.
Could be that.
I wish I had that level of control.
Control.
What else would you write on a cake, Craig? I'm curious. Now, well, if your first thought as an example was, this cake is made of cum.
You know what? if I'm paying and I want it to be said on a cake, just fucking say it. Just write it. If I'm paying you, don't censor it. Either do it or don't do it. Just tell me you're not going to. Because if I want to write happy birthday, you fucking fat cum dumpster on it, do it.
Yeah, but you know what? Yes and no. They've got to put these in a display case at one point. And they got to keep them there. And people
they can put it in a box.
I guess. But I mean, could you imagine walking by? What are you writing back there? Oh, cum dumpster. With you in a moment, ma'am.
If I wanted to say happy birthday, you jizz juggling sperm burpa, just fucking do it. You
know what I mean? Who hurt you as a child?
Yeah. If I want to say happy birthday, you monkey spanking load bank, do it.
It's a large cake.
The square ones. You know.
Sheet cake.
Yeah. Yes. You know? But the round ones, you know, fuck your birthday, you knob goblin gutter slut. Just fucking do it. But don't censor it.
Agreed. I think we should all try to do this at the local Stop and Shop.
I am. I'm going to Stop and Shop
tomorrow.
We
should all try to get a cake saying the most obscene thing we can.
Yep.
I just can't wait to bring a cake. Hey, Daddy brought cake home and it says, gargle my sack. What does my asshole look like from there?
But how do you not know that? Like, how do you not know looking at that and saying, you know what? I don't think it actually... Because it wasn't done by a CNC machine.
It was probably a
you know, it wasn't robotic.
14-year-old kid working there that, you know, we have these rules. We cannot fucking do all this.
Well,
shit,
it is because, I mean, I've seen videos of cake before. Like
I've seen videos like, of I mean, cake like, myself. Not,
like
pictures. When he gets up at 4 like, in the morning.
Like photos. I've seen photos of cakes before where people receive the cake and it says, name here. John, happy birthday.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Know, where they've like fucking.
Oh, yeah. You always hear about this where they're like, they spell out the words. Oh, yeah. I want to write out Sean with a W.
Yeah.
They were saying the words where they misspell the name Sean and then write out the words with a W in that blue gel that they all use and they all got the same fucking handwriting.
It's like, are you that fucking stupid?
Yes, Craig. Yes, they are.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I guess so.
I think we can end the show now. Episode 43 is it. This is it. We finally come to the purpose. Yes, they are. Yeah.
That's why they're working in a bakery.
It's fucking insane.
You're not even in a bakery. You're not even in like private industry. You sold out to the man, work for Stop and Shop Bakery.
Yeah, because if you went to a bakery and did that, you'd get the cake and it would say what you wanted on it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Why do these fuckers not have stencils? Why are they still leaving it to some pimple-faced ass motherfucker? Okay, to sit there and do the handwriting with the piping bag.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always like over more to one side. Oh, and not only that.
Never scented.
Why flowers? Can't we put something else on the side of a cake?
Skulls.
Something.
Gum shots.
Something. Yeah. Have little squirting dicks. I don't care. At least it's not another fucking pastel rose. Fuck
exactly.
That horse.
A giant, nasty ass taste in
who
pastel
the fuck,
rose.
Who the fuck? I know. Who the hell came up with that? Okay, let's eat flowers. How about fucking. Yeah, exactly.
We have one design for a sheet cake, and then we're going to lay it out, and we're going to stick wax in it and light it on fire. Okay, and everybody's going to go, ooh. Same fucking cake you saw last year.
Yeah. Stupid. Exactly.
Do you know what? Throw me a fucking cupcake, or better yet, Little Debbie.
Little Debbie. Okay.
Oh, give me some Little Debbie.
Debbie. I'll
shove
eat
the
little
candle
Debbie.
Right in the plastic. Like, yeah. Right in the shrink wrap. Okay.
Yep.
Way better than your fucking dry.
I've given Rob birthday presents. I mean, Twinkies with candles in them.
Yeah.
I gave Rob. Remember at your
Brad's
house.
Cake. Brad's cake was made out of Twinkies with chocolate frosting.
Yep.
That's right. It was. I didn't even eat it.
No, wait.
No,
that was
couldn't
because
you
would
have died.
No, that was Manny's. That was Manny's.
That was Manny. Yeah. Mine was carrot cake.
His was carrot.
Because you guys thought that was healthy for me. I love you guys with the diabetes because you all try so hard. Like Fran comes up to me one day, she's like, "I took the cheese off." I'm like, "That has nothing to do with diabetes. All you did was ruin my burger."
I was doing something bad and you ruined it.
I mean, Leslie hands me and she watches me eat this cake and she's like, "You're going to eat this. No, you're going to eat this. It's a carrot cake. None of us wanted a carrot cake. But because,
it's a carrot cake.
Because you're a diabetic." I'm like, "There's also 4 pounds of sugar in this thing. I'm going to end up on the floor going, it's delicious."
Oh my God.
But you guys meant so well, I wasn't going to not eat it. I went home and I was like, So yeah, oh, there it is. We're changing the name of the show to Yes, They Are. Do you know what else? Is Morgan Freeman a fucking pervert? Yes, yes, he is.
Damn,
Broke my fucking heart.
No, this, it did. Too.
This man played the guy who armed Batman. He played the baddest ass murderer in Shawshank.
Right?
He played God.
Yeah.
Okay, this is one of the finest actors of our generation or any generation. Oh, he's 80 and he's cooler than everybody sitting at this table.
Yes, he is.
And you know what? I found out he's also a pervert.
He's also a pervert. Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
He's a freak.
Yeah, it broke my heart too, man, seeing that. I mean, he's a great guy. He's a great
actor. Maybe he wasn't. I guess not.
Apparently maybe. He's not a great guy. He's a great actor.
Definitely a great actor.
He was acting like he was a caring guy. I mean, I looked up Morgan Freeman quotes this week, and I was just looking for some ones from Shawshank, and I didn't realize that every interview this guy does, it's something quotable. And it's all, he talks about racism and he talks about equality and, you know, he does some really, really great.
Really good stuff.
And then you realize it's all bullshit.
Yep.
Like, I'm not saying he's wrong or that he, but what he's doing to women is horrendous. He was at like lifting their skirts.
Yeah.
And then going up to people from Entertainment Weekly and saying, how could you sit across from me like that and cross your legs? And then he goes, it was once, do you like getting with old men?
Yeah.
I mean, like he's
with giant freckles on their face, like like skin taggy freckles, thousands of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'm convinced that he was actually not Buckwheat but the other black kid on the Little Rascals. He was Stymie.
Yeah.
Stymie.
Yeah.
Cuz Stymie actually they painted those freckles on.
Yeah.
God, how racist was that show?
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, that's fucked up. Morgan Freeman. I mean, you wouldn't think it.
That's what I'm saying. He wasn't like, we're not talking about like he was a pervert 30 years ago when he was on the electric
company.
When
he was young. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're talking, he's like a pervert now.
Right now.
Oh, could you imagine him on the electric company?
Oh my God.
Morgan Freeman was on the electric company.
Yeah.
Could you imagine him doing that word game right now?
He's moving out in a new way right now. I'll tell you that. The word game.
Do you remember the word game?
Yes.
Well, like they'd form a two-syllable word or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like, they would take two halves of a word or whatever.
Yeah. Facing each other, just giving them.
Could you imagine him now? Ape. Rape.
Fuck me.
Unsensual.
Yeah.
No. You illiterate fuck. Consensual. Age of consent. Age of consent. Yeah. Oh, fucking Morgan. What happened to you, man?
What? Yeah. God damn it.
I mean, I think, you know, we just watched a video. We posted it to our Facebook page during recording.
Yes.
Please go to our Facebook page and check out this video. It is live. Unlike everything else that we promised we're going to post there and never do.
Yep.
Okay, this is
it's
legit.
There right now.
And anybody who is surprised by this Morgan Freeman allegation clearly never watched The Electric Company on the side.
Oh, my God.
This is the creepiest fucking thing. It's a librarian. It's so and she's sitting there handling white people like white people. And then Soul Man comes walking in with a fucking brown-on-brown ensemble. With shades on. Enough polyester. Like he's fireproof for this outfit.
Oh, absolutely.
He had his big old shades on. And
everything. Yeah. And he sneaks up behind her and goes, hey, baby, who's my favorite girl?
Didn't he go,
I just can't roll my R's.
Yeah, I just can't roll my R's.
But he sneaks up behind her and then does like the, I'm on this side. She's at work.
Yeah.
That's a fireable offense today.
Yep.
With or without. I mean, oh, God, it was so fucking creepy. So check out this video, guys.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's messed up.
But, you know, I think we should use this as the roundup.
Oh, I think we should. I mean, you know, I mean, is it ever going to end? That's all I got to ask. Is this ever going to end? Our roundup, I don't think we need to frame it. Morgan Freeman was the latest celebrity to be accused of sexual harassment. What do you think his best pickup lines were? All right, I thought Morgan Freeman's best line, cities fall, but they are rebuilt. Heroes die, but they are remembered. Asses are grabbed and possibly fingered.
And I was thinking, we're going to turn it on. We're going to bring you the power. It's coming down the line, strong as can be. Now get on your knees. It's a courtesy for the electric company.
It's a courtesy. Oh, I can't have, nobody's going to top that.
Oh, how sorry. About Orgasm? Yes, Orgasm was a little town just south of here. And Miss Daisy insisted on me driving her there.
So that's way better than mine. I just had him going, morning, Miss Daisy, while staring at her dirt star.
Well, I was thinking he was in Ben-Hur, and they should make the sequel. Ben and her, and her, and her.
Oh, hey, you guys.
I like, you can't kneel down in the middle of a highway and live to talk about it, son.
I was thinking a classic Morgan. What's in your box?
Oh, this one's an actual quote. This isn't a movie line. He actually said, I think the best thing somebody ever did to me was my mother opening her legs and squirting me out.
Oh my God. He actually fucking said that. Jesus Christ.
Craig, close this out.
You thought my voice goes deep.
Now, I want you to do housekeeping in that voice.
Well, we don't have much show news this week. But social media links. Well, you're gonna have that southern. You're gonna, well, social media links.
You start out sounding like Morgan Freeman, and then you start sounding like the guy who narrated The Dukes of Hazzard,
right? Yeah, Waylon Jennings.
Oh, them Dukes boys. You start out so good. It's like, oh, it's a little Billy Dee Williams. It's a little Morgan Freeman. And then you just jump right over the white trash highway and you get up at Waylon Jennings. All right. Let's do a little housekeeping. Okay. I think we gave all of our show news right in the beginning.
We did.
Yeah. We're joining these networks, guys. We're joining these podcast networks on Facebook. Well, I shouldn't say networks, but it's like a networking opportunity. And everybody's just like sharing their shows and we're all trying to listen to each other. We're trying our best to be a part of the community, but please, you know, go share us with somebody. What else can I say? Just spread the word. If you like us, tell somebody else and then have them do the same.
Right.
You know, word of mouth. It's not dead.
Yep.
It's not dead.
Exactly.
But, and you know what? Give them our social media links, right? It's at @NTS_podcast on Twitter. And again, just because we like you, it's the same thing on Facebook. And our email, where you can send us private messages and send us nude pictures. Mostly of Mike's family. It's at ntspod@gmail.com. And of course, Christy, who's going to be finishing out school as of today.
Yes.
So Christy, right now, it's probably about 10:30 at night. Christy has been drunk for 7 hours. 7 hours. But anyway, you know what? We haven't done a toast tonight. Can we give a toast to Christy?
To
ending
Christy.
A
Good
very
luck.
Rewarding education career.
Yep.
And we will... We'll be following your journey down to Georgia, but Christy's best accomplishment so far, other than teaching kids and doing all that wholesome shit, she also created NTS podcast, NTSRundowns.com. And NTSRundowns.com is hopefully going to get updated soon because she's doing an amazing job with it.
Yeah,
and
she's been awesome.
Really sending us a lot of love. So we're going to send it back to her tonight. Christy, cheers to you, kid. And that's about it. We have no music this week. We've got nothing to announce. We're pretty fucking boring. Craig, take us out as always.
Needless to say, we said it.
20 minutes of silence.